So how does the technology work? How does it figure out if you're in close proximity to someone?
If you test positive for COVID and you decide to use the app to tell people about that, then you get a secure code that says, yes, I really did have COVID. I'm not pranking the system. When you enter that code in, it will send a key to a server. And so every day or every 6 hours or every however long the app is currently working at, it will check that server and say, hey, did I hear any dangerous signals? And if it did hear any dangerous signals, then it'll ask, okay, how dangerous were they? People are most dangerous around the time their symptoms start. And then it'll say, how long did I hear them for? Did I hear them over the course of, 30 minutes, or did I just hear it once in a little brief blip? And then how strong was that signal? Was that probably from a phone that was fairly close to me or from a phone that was fairly far away? And it integrates those three pieces of information and then decides whether, your exposure was significant or not.
How is this different from traditional contact tracing?
So it has a couple of key advantages. It is faster, and speed is really important. There is very, very little time between, you could become infectious only a couple of days after you've been exposed. So it's really important that people get told to quarantine as quickly as possible and before their symptoms start. Another advantage is it's completely anonymous. You don't have to talk to a person. Nobody needs to know who you are. It can trace people you don't know. On a college campus, you might sit down and have a 20-minute conversation with somebody that you don't know what their name is, and you can't really help a manual contact tracer find them.
Can you tell me about some of the limitations of the app? In other words, what do you have to have in order for it to effectively slow transmission?
Obviously, firstly, people have to download the app. There's been a lot of talk about some magic number of how many people have to download it. There is no magic number. What matters is that your contacts and your contacts' contacts download the app. What matters is who, if the people around you download it, then that will help keep you safe. You have to have testing, and you have to have rapid testing. Contact tracing of any sort is not possible unless test results are coming back quickly. Obviously, you have to have a smartphone. So the technology demands aren't too onerous, but they're there and they don't include everyone.
Has this type of technology ever been used before?
No, this technology is brand new. It started being discussed, to the best of my knowledge, for this pandemic. People thought Bluetooth was a great technology to do this with. Then they realized that it wasn't working very well on Apple. And for that to be fixed, Apple and Google were going to have to work together. So some people thought, well, that's never going to happen. This technology will never work. And then Apple and Google did come together to work on this and to fix things so that the technology became possible.
Joanna Maisel, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.